Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful, very muggy Sabbath, July 11, 2020. This is our lesson 308, chapter 66, entitled Controversy. This is our part 3 of our study, dear ones. Our opening hymn to our theme of study is entitled, Give Me the Bible. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to join in singing the hymn, you may find it also in your hymn book, number 272. And you can unmute your mic if you would like to join in the singing as well. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to share the wonder, rain and tempest toss. No storm can hide the radiant, peaceful gleaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining. Till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold of faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the anger of these realms below. That lamp of safety or the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in a narrow way. Jesus and promise, long love combining, till my soul vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, lamp of life immortal, hold up the splendor by the open grave. Show me the light from heaven's shining portal. Show me the glory God in Jordan's wave. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining. till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and come humbly before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for all the lessons that were wrought this week and all the blessings that you bestowed upon our lives. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for not letting us be in despair or even feel lost based on everything that is going on around us. I pray that you continue to help us to keep us our eyes upon you, to keep looking up and keep focus on you, and not to remove our gaze, not even for a very bit, dear Father. Please be with us this day as we dive into your words of truth and inspiration. May you please be with us, illuminate our minds and our hearts, that the words may be well received, that we may water and be watered, dear Father. Please be with those that have asked for prayer. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted. Please be with those that have any type of maladies this morning, spiritually, emotionally, physically, even financially, dear Father God. Please continue to make our way and our election sure, dear Father, I pray, and help us to be obedient to your will. We thank you and we love you for being God, for being merciful upon our lives, not just today, but always, dear Father. Help us to remember the beginning of our faith and how far you have brought us from, and to just take day by day, not to get ahead of ourselves, not to get ahead of you. We thank you and we love you for all things. Forgive us once more for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known or unknown. We thank you and we love you, and in all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear sister. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 18, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Then came unto him the Sadducees, which said, there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, This Sabbath, boys and girls, dear remnant family, we will continue with our part 3 of our lesson entitled Controversy, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any of the dear family would like to continue with the rest of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Jesus answered and answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall say, when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Mark 12, 24 and 25.
Mark 12, 26. And as touching the dead that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? Mark 12, 27. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Amen.
Acts 7:31. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him. 7:32, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold.
The Czar of Ages, page 605. By his words and his works, Christ testified to a divine power that produces supernatural results to a future life beyond the present, to God as a father of the children of men, ever watchful their true interests. He revealed the working of divine power and benevolence and compassion that rebuked the selfish exclusiveness of the Sadducees. He taught that both for man's temporal and for his eternal good, God moves upon the heart by the Holy Spirit. He showed the error of trusting to human power for that transformation of character which can be wrought only by the Spirit of God. Czar of Ages, page 605, paragraph 1.
The Czar of Ages, page 605. This teaching, the Sadducees were determined to discredit. In seeking a controversy with Jesus, they felt confident of bringing him into disrepute, even if they could not secure his condemnation. The resurrection was the subject on which they chose to question him. Should he agree with them, he would give still further offense to the Pharisees. Should he defer with them, they designed to hold his teaching up to ridicule. Czar of Ages, page 605, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If the individual that wanted to say something, your mic might be open, you are welcome to be able to communicate your thoughts. If not, let us continue. Forgive us, dear Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus teach, and what are the two important factors that are here shown in the working power of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God? Also, what was the subject that the Sadducees chose to question him, which is Jesus, on? If you have the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is he taught that both for man's temporal and for his eternal good, he moves upon the heart by the Holy Spirit. He showed the error of trusting to human power for that transformation of character which can be brought only by the Spirit of God. It was the resurrection.
Forgive me, dear ones. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Hebrews. From the book of Proverbs. If there's any question that anyone would like to ask me, can you please reserve it until the end of the study, if you don't mind? Appreciate it. God bless you. The scripture song is taken from the book of Proverbs, verse 19. Chapter 19, verse 20 to 21, from the section Character Building.
Counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy letter. And there are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19:20-21.
We are in the Czar of Ages, page 605. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Czar of Ages, page 605. The Sadducees reasoned that if the body is to be composed of the same particles of matter in its immortal as in its mortal state, then when raised from the dead, it must have flesh and blood, and must resume in the eternal world the life interrupted on earth. In that case, they concluded that earthly relationships would be resumed, husband and wife would be reunited, marriages consummated, and all things go on the same as before death, the frailties and passions of the life being perpetuated in the life beyond. Desire of Ages, page 605, paragraph 3. And on the slide, it says, matter is made up of small particles, and it shows little things that I can liken to as atoms of the bodies and stuff like that. Amen. In continuing, in answer to their questions, Jesus lifted the veil from the future life. In the resurrection, he said, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. He showed that the Sadducees were wrong in their belief. Their premises were false. Ye do err, he added, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. He did not charge them as he had charged the Pharisees with hypocrisy, but with error of belief. Desire of Ages, page 605, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it shows some pictures, and says one of them, under one of the pictures, it says Pharisees. The Pharisees believe in resurrection, angels, etc., and many synagogue teachers and ordinary Jews. And on the other under the other picture, it shows the Sadducees, and it says rejected resurrection and angels, etc., many priests, officials, and Jewish leaders.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The picture of the matter being that we have little children, we have students here from, let's say, pre-K to 12th grade. I needed to show something that shows what the matter was about, but that was a lie that the Sadducees were trying to be able to justify concerning the dead. Okay, so let us continue. Question, dear remnant family, what did the Sadducees conclude in regards to the eternal world and life on earth? Also, what did Jesus say in answer to the question about the resurrection? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, they concluded that earthly relationships would be resumed, husband and wife would be reunited, marriages consummated, and all things go on the same as before death. He said, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. He showed that they were wrong in their belief, for their premises were false. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 605. The Sadducees had flattered themselves that they of all men adhered most strictly to the scriptures. But Jesus showed that they had not known their true meaning. That knowledge must be brought home to the heart by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Their ignorance of the scriptures and the power of God, he declared to be the cause of their confusion of faith and darkness of mind. They were seeking to bring the mysteries of God within the compass of their finite reasoning. Christ called upon them to open their minds to those sacred truths that would broaden and strengthen the understanding. Thousands become infidels because their finite minds cannot comprehend the mysteries of God. They cannot explain the wonderful exhibition of divine power in his providences. Therefore, they reject the evidences of such power, attributing them to natural agencies which they can comprehend still less. The only key to the mysteries that surround us is to acknowledge in them all the presence and power of God. Men need to recognize God as the creator of the universe, one who commands and executes all things. They need a broader view of his character and of the mystery of his agencies. These are of ages, page 605, paragraph 3. On the side, slide, is Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, saying, "This thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth in, and shall," I can't read very well, it's blurred,
"and shutteth and no man openeth." Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Sister Rose. And on the next, on the other slide, it says Jesus, the mystery of the kingdom. And in the middle, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And showing also the Ten Commandments. Thank you. And amen.
Thank you, dear one. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. How did the Sadducees flatter themselves, and what did Jesus show them? Also, how must knowledge be brought home to the heart? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. The answer is, they flattered themselves by thinking that of all men, they adhere most strictly to the scriptures. But Jesus showed them that they have not known their true meaning, and that knowledge must be brought by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my Father. Let's learn another song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book, and entitled "The Great Controversy." And this can be found in page 598, second paragraph.
It is the first and highest duty of every rational being to learn from the scriptures what is truth, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently. Weigh every thought and compare scripture with scripture. With divine help, we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Amen. This beautiful song can be found in Scripture, Singer's Song, in the section Encouraging Quotes. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Question, dear remnant family. What was the cause of the confusion of faith and the darkness of mind that was the result of their finite thinking? Also, what does man need to recognize? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, they were confused because of their ignorance of the scriptures and the power of God. Thousands became infidels because they cannot comprehend the mysteries of God or explain the wonderful exhibition of divine power in his providences. Men need to recognize God as the creator of the universe, one who commands and executes all things, and a broader view of his character and of the mystery of his agencies. Amen. And continuing, and please forget the noise in the background. Christ declared of his hearers that if there were no resurrection of the dead, the scriptures which they professed to believe would be of no avail. He said, "But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. God counts the things that are not as though they were. And on the slide, it shows pictures, and it says,
yeah,
the God of Abraham, Isaac, okay, and Jacob. Hi, Willow. I can hear you. Sabbath blessings.
Sorry.
It's okay. Continuing on the next slide, please. Abuelo, if you'd like to read, I can bubble down and you can take this paragraph.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. The Desire of Ages, page 606. He sees the end from the beginning, and beholds the results of his work as though it were now accomplished. The precious dead, from Adam down to the last saint who dies, will hear the voice of the Son of God, and will come forth from the grave to immortal life. God will be their God, and they shall be his people. There will be a close and tender relationship between God and the risen saints. This condition, which is anticipated in his purpose, he beholds as if it were already existing. The dead live unto him. Desire of Ages, page 606, paragraph 1. How powerful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, and also those that are on the phone. Why did Christ declare to his hearers? Also, who will hear the voice of the Son of God and will come forth from the grave to immortal life? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Christ declared that if there were no resurrection of the dead, the scriptures which they professed to believe would be of no avail. And the precious dead, from Adam down to the last saint who dies, will hear the voice of the Son of God and come forth from the grave to immortal.
Desire of Ages, page 606. By the words of Christ, the Sadducees were put to silence. They could not answer him. Not a word had been spoken of which the least advantage could be taken for his condemnation. His adversaries had gained nothing but the contempt of the people. Desire of Ages, page 606, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, dear boys and girls, how were the Sadducees put to silence? Also, did they utter a word to Christ, and did they gain anything? If you know the
answer is the Sadducees were put to silence by the words of Christ, that they cannot answer him. Now a word had been spoken of which the least advantage could be taken for his condemnation, and nothing was gained except the contempt of the people.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, from the King James Version.
That I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song was taken also from Scripture Singer Song as well in this section, Character Building. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And we will give also our dear brother the chance to be able to do the story time. So come very close, dear ones.
There you go. Yes, it's story time for July the 11th of 2020. And today we're going to read about cleansing. We are cleansed or cleaned by the blood of, by Christ's blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. It would be good for you to memorize this verse. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Some speak of the Jewish age as a Christless period without mercy or grace. To such are applicable the words of Christ to the Sadducees. Ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God. See, they thought they knew it all because they had memorized the first five books of the Bible, but that didn't help them. They needed to know God. Know his power. The period of the Jewish economy or way of life was one of wonderful manifestations of divine power. God worked miracles for Israel. So glorious was the revealing of his presence that it could not be borne by mortal man. The Israelites couldn't stand to look at God's glory. Moses, who was so highly favored of God, exclaimed, I do exceedingly fear and quake, or shake. But God strengthened him to endure this excellent glory, the brightness of God's glory, and to bring from the mount a reflection upon his face so that the people could not look steadfastly upon it. In other words, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his face shone brightly, too bright for their eyes, like looking into the headlight of a new car. And so he had to cover his face so that they wouldn't be afraid to come near and listen to him. The very system of sacrifices was devised or made by Christ and given to Adam as typifying or representing a Savior to come who would bear the sins of the world and die for its redemption. Jesus showed Adam how to sacrifice animals that represented his dying on the cross for our sins. Through Moses, Christ gave definite or exact directions to the children of Israel in regard to the sacrificial offerings or how to do the offerings. Only clean and precious animals, and I've never heard that word before, precious animals, but I guess a lamb is precious. Those which would best symbolize or represent Christ were accepted as offerings to God. The heathen would go so far as to offer a pig to their gods. But being their gods weren't gods, it didn't really matter. The Israelites were forbidden to eat the fat or the blood. This law not only related to the beasts of sacrifice, but to all the cattle which were used for food. This law was to impress upon them, or make them to understand, the important fact that if there had been no sin, there would have been no shedding of blood. No animals would have had to die as sacrifices. The first time Adam had to kill an animal to offer as a sacrifice for his sins, he cried. The blood of the Son of God was symbolized by or represented the blood of the slain victim, and God would have clear and definite or exact ideas preserved between the sacred and the common. Blood was sacred inasmuch as, or because of, through the shedding of blood of the Son of God alone, could there be atonement for sin. That word atonement means forgiveness of sins. Blood was also used to cleanse the sanctuary from the sins of the people, thus typifying or representing the blood of Christ, which alone can cleanse from sin. Sons and Daughters of God, page 225. This is the verse I want you to memorize. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. All right, I'll hand it back to Rose, and thank you for listening. We'll talk about this again next week.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson from part three of our controversy lesson. Please have your question prepared before Thursday, or you can be able to hold it until the day we meet next Saturday. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we can bow our heads and our hearts and our knee, if it's possible, before we go boldly to the throne of Christ. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come in the name of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we hope and pray, dear Lord, that you may be able to be among us. Help us, dear Lord, that we may be able to do all that we can, not only for the purpose of the time that we are living, but also, dear Lord, to allow ourselves to be instructed and to be guided. Father, I pray for all the little ones, the mommies and the daddies, and all the individuals that are listening. We have been chosen in this generation to be in such a time as this. We ask, dear Lord, that as you hold the hand of Abraham from going through the slaying of Isaac, no one had held the hands to be able to allow our Savior to be crucified. We will never really get to the point to understand, Father, the magnitude of the love that you have poured out upon humanity by allowing your Son to be able to die for us. Help us to be able to know the true value. Help us, dear Lord, that the same hand that Abraham had lifted to slay his Son will be the same hand that we will have to be lifted before we sin against thee. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming, Father Jesus. Help us to know you in the fullness of it, that we can truly give to thee the honor and glory that you so desire. And Father, I also pray that you help us parents. Help us that we will do everything possible to be able to stay on our knees for our children. And also, Father Jesus, to give us the guidance that we need, for these children belongs to you. We are just guardians, Father Jesus. We would like to give back the children that you have given us, that you may do according to your good pleasure, according to what you know best of the reason that he came to this world, Father. We thank you and we love you for all that you have done and all that you do for us, and giving us the privilege to be in such a time as this. Forgive us for every sin done in this tabernacle, Father, known and unknown, conscious or unconscious, always pleading the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you and we love you. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So next. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our part two review of our chapter 66 entitled Controversy Part 3, and that will be held July 18, 2020. We hope and pray that you will bless the ones, and I would like to just have a suggestion. If there's anyone of amount or number that needs to be able to share anything concerning the children's the children's Sabbath lesson to improve it in any way to the blessing of our remnant family, please send me an email that we can be able to do so for the glory of God and the edification of our brethren. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear one. Leaving this scripture from Colossians 1:9, King James Version. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear one.